Google claims malicious websites used hacked Apple iPhones. By Lucas Nolan on August 31, 2019. Google security researchers are claiming that they have found a number of malicious websites that could hack into Apple's iPhones by exploiting undisclosed software flaws. TechCrunch reports that in a recently published blog post, Google's Project Zero security research team claims that websites that were visited thousands of times per week were taking part in an indiscriminate cyber attack that attempted to install monitoring software on users' Apple devices. Ian Beer, a security researcher at Project Zero, stated, "Simply visiting the hacked site was enough for the exploit server to attack your device, and if it was successful, install a monitoring implant." The websites had reportedly been hacking iPhones for a period of at least 2 years. Researchers discovered at least 5 distinct exploit chains that involve 12 separate security flaws, 7 of which are found in the iPhone's Safari browser. The hacks allowed attackers to gain root access to users' iPhones, meaning that they had access to the highest level of privilege on the iPhone. Google stated that according to their analysis, the vulnerabilities were used to steal users' photos and messages and could track a user's location in near real time. Google disclosed these vulnerabilities in February, giving Apple 1 week to fix the issues and roll out an update. 6 days later, Apple released an update with iOS 12.1.4. Google's blog post on the issue includes detailed write-ups of all 5 privilege escalation exploit chains. A teardown of the implant used, including a demo of the implant running on my own devices, talking to a reverse-engineered command and control server and demonstrating the capabilities of the implant to steal private data like iMessages, photos and GPS location in real time, and analysis by fellow team member Samuel Gross on the browser exploits used as initial entry points. Read the full blog post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.